Burnaby, BC.
Hello and welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy here in New York City. This is a production of the Church of Stop Shopping. I am the woke monster from deep and darkest earth, a preacher from the wilderness area deep in Fifth Avenue in New York City. I save my souls like stalking for prey. I drop from stairwells and fire escapes to silently slice my prey with my puma fangs. I drop from my wilderness sky to take you back to the wilds. I specialize in tech bros who design great again drones. I don't like the Google bros who steal apartments from dying grandfather free jazz geniuses, and then suddenly they're my neighbors in the East Village. I eat them for breakfast. I save their souls too. I also convert J.P. Morgan Chase pollution executives, my jaws, my hydraulic, organic, powerful incisors, and their investments. Oh, I take them back screaming, pulling them into eternity, into the local wilderness forever. I'm a woke monster from a deepest, darkest earth. I come out at twilight to breathe the air of endless simulation and invasive surveillance. I stalk the robots. I stalk the robots who design the robots and the robots who advertise the robots and the robots who go to therapy and the robots who seduce the robots, who humor the robots, who clean the robots. I am hunting for a human among the robots in great again America, in this robot land where we live. I'm a violent big cat preacher man from the wilderness area near you. And we protect all of life, from eagles to mushrooms, from old oaks to bacteria. And we're searching for wild, actual humans. And we know you're out there hiding among the robots. You're passing for robots, and you're just trying to make a living, just trying to get along, but now it's time to come home to your wilderness. Earthaluyah.
$200 billion. I think that number could move. Obviously, it takes money to kill bad guys. So we're going back to Congress and our folks there to ensure that we're properly funded for what's been done, for what we may have to do in the future. Ensure that our ammunition is everything's refilled, and not just refilled, but above and beyond. I mean, President Trump, as he said, rebuilt the military in his first term. Didn't think he'd use it as dynamically in his second, but he had. So thank goodness he did that. And an investment like this is meant to say, hey, we'll replace anything that was spent. And now that we're reviving our defense industrial base and rebuilding the arsenal of freedom and cutting deals like our great deputy secretary here is doing, long lead times on exquisite munitions, we're going to be refilled faster than anyone imagined.
Crystal and all that stuff, and won't even drink out your. Well, this is real crystal. I wouldn't care if it came from a crystal cave.
That's right.
Certain silverware you won't use. I don't believe in that trap.
That's right.
I drink out of any glass in the house. And I get some Nestle quick and mix it with some milk and drink it.
Drink it.
Out of the crystal glass.
That's right.
What do I care? I get a bowl of crystal. Put some Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries in it and some milk or some cocoa for Cocoa Puffs.
That's right.
Eh?
Amen.
What do I care?
Wonderful, brother. That's wonderful.
Yeah. get the blues. All that shopping gets me depressed. But what really gets me down is that damn convenience.
Children, we shall take the righteous path to glory. Is the way there before us? Yes, it is. Do you see it? Give. Enter into the gift economy. Give what you can. Change. Change, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Give what you have. Yes, I'm saying give all that you own. Give all that you own to the first person that you see without conditions, without transactions or contracts or lawyers or saturation advertising or pixelated efficiencies. Do I sound to you like a con man? Do I sound like a thief? Do I sound like I'm taking what is yours? Yes. Yes, I must do that because I love you. I'm your preacher. You must require radical change of yourself because we're running out of time. The sixth extinction is accelerating. Nations are at war and they don't even know why. The foreign policy of the United States is like a comedy sketch on ayahuasca. And we consumers, what are we doing? We're sleepwalking in virtuality. Ordinary life is a serious case of bad hypnosis. We don't even know what's real. That's where all this shopping got us. Stop shopping! AI is the devil. The economy's poisoning us, burning us, drowning us, stoning us, I say, people. In closing, stop shopping. Stop bombing. Start loving. Love-a-lujah. Somebody give me an earth-a-lujah. Earth-a-lujah. That's it. Change-a-lujah. Oh, amen.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. After years of starts and stops, workers have installed the final blades on the last turbine to complete the highly contested $4.5 billion Vineyard Wind Project, the United States' first large-scale offshore wind project on the coast of Massachusetts. Construction has been pushed back several times, even just 3 months ago when the project was 95% complete. The U.S. Interior Department issued a stop work order, later lifted by a judge. When fully online, the wind farm will be capable of producing 800 megawatts, enough electricity to power about 400,000 homes in the region. Desalination, which typically uses a process called reverse osmosis to push seawater through ultra-fine membranes to remove salt and other contaminants, is a costly and energy-intensive process powered by fossil fuel. This week, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi accused the United States of striking a desalination plant in southern Iran. The U.S. has since denied any role in the attack. The next day, Bahrain accused Iran of damaging a desalination plant in a drone attack. Attacking desalination plants is a violation of the Geneva Conventions. Of the world's nearly 18,000 desalination plants, nearly one-third are located in the Middle East, with 2,382 facilities in Saudi Arabia alone. In the Middle East and North Africa, 83% of the population already faces severe water scarcity, a figure projected to rise to 100% by 2050. The Middle East is home to 6% of the world's population and holds less than 2% of the world's renewable freshwater. Cities like Riyadh, Doha, Dubai, Abu Dhabi are not possible without man-made fossil fuel water. Playing music to laryngeal cancer cells reduces their aggressiveness. Researchers have found sound wave vibrations can reduce the aggressiveness of vocal cord cancer cells. The continuous movement of the vocal cords weakens and eventually stops as laryngeal cancer progresses. Researchers have for the first time discovered that restoring cellular vibration reduces the aggressiveness of advanced vocal cord cancer. When cancer cells were exposed to sound wave vibration, a protein that promotes cancer growth decreased. In laboratory tests, queen bees were able to survive for a full week underwater and exhibit measurable gas exchange, which proves they are actually still able to breathe even when fully submerged. It's a critical ability because queen bumblebees spend 6 to 9 months in diapause, a hibernation-like phase, often in shallow burrows, which can become waterlogged from rainstorms and snowmelt. Surviving over the winter is crucial for queen bees to establish their new colonies come springtime. Ancient bumblebees flourished in cold Arctic and Alpine environments 25 to 40 million years ago when global temperatures plummeted. Scientists think the bees evolved the adaptation to cope with snowmelt. While the team demonstrated that bees exchange gases, they don't know the exact physical mechanism of how the bees breathe underwater. While nocturnal animals can rely on lunar cues to guide their movement, whether they can predict the highly variable arc of the moon for vector-based navigation remains unknown. Compared with the sun, the moon poses a far greater navigational challenge as its rise time, phase, and trajectory vary dramatically across the lunar month. A new study published in Current Biology has shown that nocturnal bull ants not only use the moon as a compass, but are also capable of accounting for speed variations in its movement. It is a highly complex calculation, and scientists have no idea how the ants are able to do it. Climate change is lengthening our days on Earth because rising sea levels slow Earth's rotation, especially the continental ocean mass redistribution we are experiencing due to the melting of polar ice sheets and mountain glaciers. Researchers now show that the current increase in day length, 1.33 milliseconds per century, is unprecedented in the past 3.6 million years. The team reconstructed ancient day length fluctuations using the fossil remains of a single-celled marine organism known as benthic foraminifera. Evidence shows that homonyms have been collecting crystals for as long as 780,000 years. The crystals were not used as weapons, tools, or even jewelry, but are often found at grave sites. Scientists designed experiments with chimpanzees to better understand the human relationship to crystals, and were surprised how strong and seemingly natural the chimpanzee's attraction to crystals was. A large crystal was placed on a platform, along with a normal rock of similar size. While initially both objects caught the chimp's attention, soon the crystal was preferred and the rock disregarded. All of the chimps inspected the crystal, rotating and tilting it so they could view it from specific angles. When caretakers tried to retrieve the crystal from the chimp's enclosure, they had to exchange it for favored snacks like bananas or yogurt. A second experiment showed that the chimps could identify and select smaller quartz crystals from a pile of 20 rounded pebbles within seconds. The chimpanzees studied the crystal's transparency with extreme curiosity, holding them up to eye level and looking through them. Chimps repeatedly examined the crystals for hours on end. Some carried the small crystals in their mouth, as they are known to do with objects of value. Scientists speculate that the attraction could be due to the uniquely straight lines and sharp angles of crystals. They are the only natural solids with many flat surfaces, and hominids and primates are naturally drawn to their novelty in a world defined by curving patterns. Cockroaches appear to form exclusive bonds with a partner. Once the bond is established, they eat each other's wings. Researchers describe observing pair bonding in the wood-feeding cockroach, Salgania taiwanensis. Bonded partners were also very aggressive toward any stranger, slamming their bodies into intruders to drive them out. Both males and females attacked intruders of either sex. Even when a healthy potential mate was introduced, partners did not switch mates or try to mate with the newcomer. These cockroaches form selective partnerships and remain committed to one another. Exclusive cooperative partnerships, once thought to be largely a vertebrate phenomenon, can also arise in socially monogamous insects. Cockroaches are also biparental, meaning both mom and dad raise their offspring. As they grow slowly, a strong bond keeps the parents together, which is essential for the survival of the young. For 9 days in February 2021, two back-to-back deep freezes gripped the Gulf Coast of the U.S., dropping large loads of snow, sending temperatures plummeting, knocking out the Texas power grid, and earning the nickname the Great Texas Freeze. It also resulted in the death of thousands of purple martins, a beloved migratory bird that annually arrives from its South American wintering grounds to the Gulf Coast. The Great Texas Freeze killed adult purple martins at up to 52% of their breeding sites. Up to 27% of the bird's breeding population in Texas and Louisiana was lost to the freeze. Recovery may take decades, and weather-driven mass mortality events, increasingly common in the era of global climate change, may increasingly wreak havoc on animal populations. And now, the sounds of extinction. Populations of the European hedgehog are in grave decline, and the species is classified as near threatened. The major cause of hedgehog deaths is road traffic accidents, which are thought to kill up to 1 in 3 hedgehogs. And hear the sound of a hedgehog trying to cross a busy highway.
In their changing hands. And time to say a thank you and goodbye for now. Modest Mussorgsky with that Bald Mountain Symphony. So amazing, wonderful. Joined by kookaburras, pumas, timberwolves, common loons, howling monkeys. And I think that he would have approved of that. He was a wild man from the 1800s in Russia. I think he might have liked his duet with the wilds. Laura Newman was the lead singer in the Shapocalypse anthem that the Stop Shopping Choir sings with such gusto, anti-consumerist song. Rick Ulfick, the composer. Thank you, Rick. The pastor with the wonderful story about eating Captain Crunch from a crystal goblet. I lost your YouTube. Couldn't find it, but I want to thank you. And that commentator in the foreground with his hilarious gratitude to his preacher. Jason Candler, our editor who puts all the monkeys and violins and the Stop Shopping Choir, puts it all together. Thank you, Jason. And Savitri D, news from the natural world, our Earth reporter, with the sounds of extinction. Thank you. Well, life is watching us. The Earth is alive. The Earth is witnessing what we're doing. Life is Watching is the name of our new show. 1 week from today, Sunday the 29th, the Quaker Meeting House. All the information at revbilly.com. Revbilly.com, which also has donate buttons. People, we're passing the plate. We don't want to pretend that we have the money we don't have. We need your help. If you want to keep this roller coaster of an environmental, the ecstatic kind of environmentalism, the comic environmentalism, we bring another kind of flavor to working for, appreciating, loving the Earth. I want to also thank our partner Neil Young for his song Mother Earth, which he's singing in this selection today from the wonderful institution that he created with Willie Nelson, Farm Aid, coming to the aid of farmers who are under the aggressive apocalypse of corporate farming. And so, that's it for today. That's it for this week. Have a safe and wild week. And remember, Earthalooyah!
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
One more thing before your interview. Can I have your address, please?
I live on Main Street.
I need your exact address.
I live on Main Street.
Oh.
No job, no home. And no home, no job. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.